Geico presents Our Town, Season 2, a 30-minute podcast produced by Best Bark Communications, a small but fierce client-centered marketing company powered by decades of experience and well-established business networks. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Now, here's your host, Andy Ockershausen.
This is Andy Ockershausen, and this is Our Town, and have a great, great opportunity to talk to a very dear friend that I worked with for a while when I worked. Now I don't work anymore. You understand that? My wife, 24/7 I work now. A man who grew up in Washington, was a great high school athlete, and was very well known around the area, and I know he's a local, even though he grew up in Arlington or was born in Arlington. Arlington is our town, Drew. Welcome to our town. It's all over.
It's all
over. We go all over. Our town goes all the way to Anne Arundel, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. That's
we have friends in Warrenton, Lynchburg. It's our town. Everything in the greater Washington area is our town. And you made such an impact. So tell me, Drew, about your early days growing up in Arlington. Your family is how? Seven generations?
Seventh generation Washingtonians, yep. So they all grew up in the Glover Park. My parents grew up in Glover Park. My grandparents grew up in Glover Park. My grandfather was a milkman back in the day.
Is that right? Which the dairy? Yeah. Chestnut Farm?
Yeah, that's right. You got it. Yeah, you got it.
You know, that was on Pennsylvania Avenue. That's now a big office building.
Yeah.
You know, they used to have cows in there. I remember that.
Yep. So we go way back.
Way back. And your dad grew up, and he's local, and he grew up with some people that I know real well.
That's
Frank
right.
Ford, we don't have any.
Uh-huh.
We miss Frank.
Jim Kacharis.
The judge. You know, the judge and I were honored one night by Arlingtonians for a Better Community. It got some special award. I've got it somewhere. They're just the judge and I. And the judge must have let somebody off from a drunk driving. I don't know why. They honored me because we were doing something about drunk driving.
Sure.
And Jimmy was there.
He's a nice man.
But, Drew, how did a guy go from Arlington to D.C. to Gaithersburg?
Well, in the 60s, my parents were young and trying to get ahead, and Gaithersburg was a lot cheaper to live. So they moved Arlington to Gaithersburg, and they bought their first house.
Well, you couldn't afford Arlington now, but Gaithersburg always to me was like being in the country.
Farmland.
Is that right? In the Montgomery?
Oh, yeah. It was farmland back there, back then.
Well, one time the athletes that I know that Gaithersburg, when you were in school.
Sure.
The kids were tough. That was a tougher school.
Yeah, we had a good football team.
Absolutely.
In high school, Gaithersburg High.
I know, and your coach?
John Harville, legendary.
John Harville and Charlie Brotman were contemporaries. Did you know
that?
Went to McKinley Tech.
Yep.
And that you wore number 11 and were a prolific passer.
I was. In fact, one of those pictures you have.
I love the pictures, Drew.
There's a picture of you throwing over Brian Holloway, who played in the NFL for 6 years.
Is that right? Yeah. Who was your opponent? What league were you in?
We were in the top. No, we were the top
double A
in Maryland, which was the top division.
Well, now
at the
there's
time.
So many schools. There must be.
Yeah, they realigned them. Yeah, but we were in a good team. Harville coached for over 49 years, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
he found a home, but Gaithersburg was in a league with Richard Montgomery. Were they in your league?
No, they were they were smaller school. We had the largest school in Montgomery County at the time. I graduated in 76.
Was BCC in your group?
No, they were smaller too. We were with Churchill, Blair, Perry. Who else was in our division?
What was the one? I had a name. Oh, God, I can't think of it.
Springbrook was in our division.
Springbrook. That's a big school, right?
Yeah.
That's where Schuster's friend went to Springbrook, didn't he?
Sean Springs. That's right.
Now, but Gaithersburg, it was in a league of its own. But you went from Gaithersburg, you went back to Virginia and went back to school at
James Madison University. That's right.
Did you play ball down at James Madison?
I went down there with the intention of playing, but I got sidetracked by the fraternity, getting into fraternity. So I parlayed that for a couple of years instead of playing baseball. I did play baseball before I went down there for two years. Yeah.
But you didn't do football at James
Madison. No. I was recruited for a variety of different smaller schools, but I didn't play at JMU.
Well, the Dukes, there were several Redskin players over the years that came out of James Madison, right?
Charles Haley, Scott
really
Norwood, play. Who lived in my cluster, played wide right for the Bills.
I always thought that
Gary Clark.
Yeah, Gary, I knew. I always thought that that was a smaller school than it is, but that is a huge campus.
Well, they won the national championship this year. And
isn't that great?
Yeah, so it's 21,000 students.
But when the first time I thought James Madison was like 500 students, and I drove down and went through the campus, I couldn't believe it.
It's massive now.
Massive school.
Both sides of Route 81.
Yep. And some good athletic teams. And so what led you from Gaithersburg being an athlete, led you into the world of sports?
Well, having played sports growing up through elementary school, middle school, high school, I wanted to keep involved. And back in those days, the industry of sports marketing had just started.
That was the title.
Yeah, and at JMU they had a major in it that was a little misguided, but that's one of the reasons it attracted me down there.
But your dad was in the food business, wasn't he?
He was. That's good memory.
When I first met your dad, it was something to do with Giant. But
he worked for Stouffer Foods.
Oscar Mayer, didn't he represent
Stouffer? Nestle, which Stouffer Foods.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was the regional East Coast director.
Nestle?
Nestle owns Stouffer's, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Nestle's just announced they're moving their headquarters.
To Arlington, exactly.
They're going back to your Arlington.
They're going to Arlington, yeah.
How that works out. These things go around, Brew, and they start with their Swiss company anyway, right?
I was just telling my dad about that the other day.
Wow. Is he still connected
with them?
He still
talks to some people that have worked for them.
I remember he used to be a big help when Giant Food had their golf tournament every year.
He was involved in that.
Your dad was involved in
Was it Grocery Wheels? Was that the name of it?
Oh, yeah. The Wheels were great.
He was involved. I think he might have been the president of that at one point.
Grocery Wheels, I remember that, and Joe Danzanski and the guys from Giant were part. Yeah. That was the group. They had grocery manufacturers, too. Your dad was in the GMR.
GMR, yeah.
But the Wheels were both retailers and wholesalers and stores and customers. Yeah, it was a great group.
You got a good memory, Andy.
I was one of them. I got to be president of the Wheels. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know nothing about food, but I can eat.
Yeah, that's good.
We had our meetings at Kenwood. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
But they were, Drew, it's terrible to say this was a small town.
Oh, absolutely.
Our town was a group where you knew everybody.
Yeah.
Particularly in my age group, and we still meet. There's still a group of us that meet once a month that you would walk down certain parts of our city and say hello to people because you knew everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's another world, Drew.
Well, it's
a great world.
Yeah, it's a nice city, but it's large now.
It's huge, huge. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Drew Mills, and we're going to get into his illustrious career in marketing, sports marketing. And this is Andy Ockershausen, and this is Our Town.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to Our Town.
This is Andy Ockershausen, and this is Our Town. We're talking to my pal, Drew Mills. The erstwhile Andrew Mills.
That's right.
I wonder why you never used the name Andrew. Andy's a pretty good name.
Andy, you already had that covered, Andy, so I don't have another Andy out there.
So how in the world do you go from this great athletic career and go into sports marketing, end up with a job at the sports world with the first time I knew or heard about you, you were working for Abe Poland.
Yeah, that was my first job. I started 2 weeks after I graduated from college.
Were you an intern?
I was an entry level salesperson,
right?
So beating the doors, trying to make some sales, and I parlayed that into a long 11 years there.
That's incredible. You lasted longer than anybody, except Jerry Sachs. Poor Jerry got this. We'll talk about that, but
Drew, that's doing well.
Why I got lucky to get in this business here at WMAL at the bottom. I could run the switchboard. I could change the Coke machine, and I just, by osmosis, I got into sales.
Sure.
And working with a sportsman named Jim Gibbons, that was the broadcaster here. I mean, we were big time. We did the Redskins with a guy named Harry Wismer, that was the announcer. And being around those people led me into sales. And I got fortune in there. It happened almost like they gave me a list and said, You know, go call on these people.
Yeah.
No business. We had to go there. You had to develop your business.
Had to make it happen, yeah. And I did pretty well there. I sort of worked my way up pretty quickly. I was director
of sales. Susan was your boss?
Well, I was there a long time before she ever entered the picture. But
is that right? You were there 11 years, Drew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you lived through some times, didn't you?
Yeah, when I started there, we had still had Wes Unseld was still playing, Kevin Grevey.
Were you there when they had the championship
Phil
team?
Phil Chenier. I came in 81, and they had won in 78,
79, two good years.
But I worked for Bob Ferry, who's still around, yeah. I talked to, and good guy.
And his son hit the jackpot, did he not?
Danny Ferry, yeah.
Is he still the big man with Cleveland?
No, he most recently was with Atlanta.
Danny? That's a pretty good franchise, too, right?
He's not, I think last year he left it, yeah.
And you were lived in the glory years because that's when they came off the championship and everybody was hoping it was going to happen again, and it didn't.
Yeah, we were still good. The team was, still had a lot of good
very
players. Bobby Dandridge, Wes, Elvin Hayes was still there when I started. So, I got to see a lot of the Big E.
You didn't follow your baseball career in any way?
Well, ultimately, I wanted to work for a baseball team, but of course, D.C. didn't have a team. So that never that never materialized. But
now you own the team.
But I enjoyed working for Mr. Poland and Jerry Sachs and Bob. Bob is my mentor, and they're very good people.
You know, the characters that they – Abe surrounded himself with characters, which I thought was – That was Abe's mantra. I mean, he had his friends, and he kept them, baby.
He's very loyal.
Very loyal. To everybody. I was thinking of Jaime Perlo.
Jaime was a good friend.
Was he a piece of work?
Jaime was the best. He reminded me a little bit of you.
We went to different churches.
Yeah, that's true.
Jaime's brother we just put him in the Sports Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
His brother was quite an athlete growing
Phil,
up.
Phil Perlo.
Than Jaime.
Phil, right?
And what was their friend's name that had the toupee that Lou?
Lou Strudler.
What a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still around, isn't he?
Lou still works over there.
Do you do business with him, Drew? Of course.
Geico does a lot of business, but yeah.
You know, we had the pleasure. We had a phone call one day from Irene Poland's book agent that she'd written a book.
She was on your podcast.
And she came on, and she was great. As a matter of fact, she sent me a couple of people since then that want some help with their podcast, which I know nothing about, Drew.
Uh-huh.
You got to explain to me what a pod is. The only one knows is my Janice. Wife knows it.
Janice has a handle of it.
She is the boss, baby. Well,
you guys are a good team. You guys are a good match.
So here you are with an illustrious career, and then you get a call from somebody from Comcast. No, Home Team Sports.
That's right. That's true. Jeff Wagner. Our good friend Jeff Wagner.
Well, I think Jeff used that as sort of a training ground and hired people because after you came Schuster, right, out of
He came a few later, years later, yeah.
Yeah. But
we had John Cherney.
He had worked with you.
Me. Dee Cordell.
Oh, we had a great
team. We had a good team.
Jeff. That was the years when the Orioles were hot, and going to Baltimore. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what was the young lady's name we worked with. Used to get lost going to the Baltimore Stadium. And I said, I think you've been there. She said, I'm there all the time, but I can't find it.
Nancy Purcell?
Nancy Purcell. She got lost, Drew, going to the Orioles Stadium.
She got lost in her neighbor going for a walk, I think.
That's one day they locked them both out of the house. We had to get the cops to get her in.
Yeah.
But they were fun days. That was the
Those are good days.
Beginning of the cable industry, correct?
That was. Ironically, I was involved sort of from the beginning with the Wizards and cable, because I worked on the other side of the fence at the Bullets when Jeff and Jody Shapiro came in to negotiate, and Dick Glover came in to negotiate the first cable contract back in 1984 when that happened. Most teams did not want to cover their home games because they thought it would hurt their home attendance.
Right.
So they were very reluctant to do a cable deal, but we were one of the first teams to do it. I think Westinghouse launched the Home Team Sports. They launched one in Pittsburgh, and they launched one in Seattle. And they wanted to have one in every market in the country, but those are the only three they got off the ground. So we were one of the first pioneers working on the other side of the fence, working for a team
to do a
cable deal. And then, ironically, I go to work with Jeff over there years later.
Right. You went from the poor side to the rich side.
Well, the cable's done
tremendous. What about your but by this time you had gotten out of baseball, of course.
Yeah.
Remember we used to sell Baltimore over the air? We bought time.
Jay-Z, WJZ and W50.
That's right.
WB50, yeah.
We
sold the cable side and the
over-the-air
side.
And they got enormous numbers on Channel 13 in Baltimore.
Oh,
the Orioles.
Still do.
Yeah, they, 50s yeah. and 60s. I mean, they were incredible.
Yeah, they still get large
Remember,
numbers.
We called Baltimore Mr. Baseball Town or something. The Baseball USA, a great sports franchise.
We did have a we did have a nickname. I think you're right.
Was that not a great sports franchise, though?
It was great in those days. That Camden Yards had just opened up.
And, 92.
You know, it was a phenomena going to an Orioles game or watching it.
And then you lived through all those good and tough days when we're all struggling for making a buck. And Jeff Wagner says, well, Drew is leaving. I said, why would he leave? He's making a fortune. He's got all the good accounts. He said, well, Drew is starting his own company.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that. That must have been in the late 90s, right?
That was 97. You're right.
When you started.
I remember Jeff said, you can't leave. You have the best job in America. I said, Jeff, I'm leaving. I'm starting my own business.
Oh, I remember that.
He goes, well, we'll create something so you can still
Was it
keep
when you started, was it called Mills Marketing? Was that the
same
name?
Mills Marketing Communications, okay.
Well, we're going to talk about Mills Marketing and the success therein. And everything else about Drew Mills we'll talk about. This is Andy Ockershausen, and this is Our Town.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, Tony Sybil here to tell everybody about our newest restaurant over off New York Avenue. It's called Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street Northeast, right next to the Heck Company Warehouse. It is terrific, and we have the only seafood smoker in the District of Columbia. So when you go to your grocery stores or your delis, ask for Ivy City products, 202-529-3300 or ivycitysmokehouse.com.
You're listening to Our Town with Andy Ockershausen, brought to you by Best Bark Communications.
This is Andy Ockershausen. This is Our Town. We're talking to Drew Mills, the man who established his own company, left me in the dirt, and established Mills Marketing and represents one of the great...
I left you with your HTS license plate on your car, on your Lincoln.
If not the greatest, it's almost the greatest company in the world, Geico, representing the sports marketing world. And it's staggering how that has grown, Drew.
That's amazing.
In your years. 20 years.
97. It's been a great ride. And the company is well run. And you know Mr. Ted Ward. He's excellent.
Yeah. Tony Nicely. You got to be
Tony
nice
Nicely.
To the boss, too.
And they're... They're a phenomenal group and visionaries. They've done an amazing job.
To have the Buffett stamp has been a great boon, I know, to Geico. He knows what he's doing, and he lets the company run itself.
He lets the management team run the show.
And they return a big dividend to him every
year. Great.
So how deep – you're in 119 different sports franchises as a
– Over the years, yeah. That includes
– How do you keep track of them, Drew?
Well, that includes major league teams and minor league teams, and we do a lot of colleges and leagues and conferences. It's
stadiums.
It's
did you get them
full
deeply?
Encompassing?
As I recall, you got them in the signage very deeply, correct?
Yeah, when I first started working with Geico,
20 years
we
ago.
Did a lot of signage in NFL stadiums, NBA arenas, NHL dasher boards, Major League Baseball stadiums. So we were forerunners back in those days. Not many of the other insurance companies, if any of them, did any advertising in the stadium. So we were sort of the trailblazers in that area.
No question
in that
about
area.
That, Drew. As a viewer, I see that.
Yeah.
That I never saw them on TV until Geico made this big impression.
Yeah. Well,
now everybody's
woke
doing
up.
It.
Woke up, everyone.
Even see the elephant now, which I understand is from England. Send him back to Africa, wherever he came from.
The elephant.
But Drew, in addition to signage, you have a lot of franchises at you.
Yes, we work with individual teams and conferences. And
do you have exclusives? Is that difficult to get, I guess, now, isn't it?
Well, we really don't get into those kind of details, but we negotiate good deals.
Well, you know, I've been around so long. When I grew up, and particularly in radio, the commercials had to be, automobile had to be 15 minutes apart.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way we play in the law.
Yeah,
in
no,
TV, we did the same thing. We never run them back to back.
We asked for maximum
now
separation.
Just one after one after one, automobile particularly.
Yeah, well, auto's categories. You got a glut,
enormous
glut of advertisers, but yeah, we ask for maximums.
Now, and you also negotiate positions, do you not? When you buy these franchises,
absolutely. We look at it from all perspectives and buy signage that's going to fit what we need and get the most exposures from for us and for Geico, and we go from there.
I think I saw. Didn't you have at the end of the Super Bowl? Then you have a Geico spot. Is that a recall? Something popped up.
Not during the Super Bowl.
Right after it.
You
didn't pay $5 million.
No way.
But there was a spot around the, at least.
Yeah, maybe.
It might have been a local cable spot.
Yeah, it's probably a local spot, yeah.
And they worked it in.
Yeah.
So sometimes now, ruining television, you don't know where the spot's from.
Yeah, well, there's local insertions. A lot of cable insertions. You got local.
We used to go nuts, and you did
stations.
Too, when we were selling airtime on Comcast Sportsnet. our other company was selling the same time a lot cheaper than we
Spotlight.
Were.
Spotlight.
Is that correct?
Yeah, Comcast Spotlight.
I mean, we went through that for years.
Yeah.
Spotlight is the gold mine for the company.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my. Because they have no product problem. They don't pay for anything, right? They just run it.
Mike Miller, I believe, still heads that up.
He's a wonderful guy, and it's a wonderful idea.
Mike and I worked together for A. We both worked for A. Poland.
So you got into racing, too, did you? Automobile? I don't mean that. Boat racing. Didn't you? I mean, I love that.
The Miss Geico?
Miss Geico. You know, I took me for a ride one day, a Miss Geico, and the guys driving the boat wasn't paying no attention. And I warned him, and we end up on the beach in the middle of a river. We were stopped. We couldn't stop. We had to wait for the tide.
Sandbar.
Yeah.
And on Miss Geico.
Were you in Florida? Or?
No, right here in the West River.
Okay.
I said, we know the river. We tell you can't get through there.
Sure.
He did it. So some of the Geico employees had to come and rescue us and pull us off that sandbar. We'd have still been there probably.
Yeah.
But that's a big money maker. I mean, you spend a lot of money in racing, do you not?
That's Mr. Ward's, yeah.
Yeah, and the airplanes too? The signage?
We do a lot of, on the beaches, a lot of aerial banners. Yeah.
And didn't you have people who do the, that it used to be a guy that you would rent to publicize? At one time, didn't they have a fleet of airplanes?
They actually, there's a company that does it up and down.
Oh, it is?
The coastlines.
You don't own them?
No. It's a company that does it.
What did you foresee, Drew? What's going to happen in this?
In this industry?
Competitive field that you're in, the pricing and so forth.
Well, it's gotten very competitive. In the sports arena, you know, there's all the insurance companies now are involved. Oh, wow. So it's gotten really competitive. And sports in general has gotten very competitive. More and more companies of all categories are now focusing on sports and sports sponsorship. So it's very, very
well, because it's live.
It's live sports. It's hard, you know, that your message is embedded in the event.
Right.
It's hard to TiVo it out or take your message out. So it's a hot place to be, live sports.
Now, have you been tracking it? We're reading and seeing the so-called beginning of the demise for the cable prices. Cable's gotten so expensive, Drew.
Well, the unbundling of cable.
Yeah.
It's definitely happening.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, a lot of these new services, Hulu and Netflix and others that are out there have made a dent.
And as this happened, there's going to be a transition probably in pricing too, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Pricing's gotten, with $5 million for 30, seems to me.
Well, the Super Bowl's in a league of its own. I think that'll stay the same. Yeah. But a lot of the local, the cable advertising.
There's a lot of spinning out of that $5 million too, right? In addition to that spot, you get other stuff.
Well, yeah, there's packaging of it, sure.
Packaging, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think the ESPN supposedly has had some struggles recently with
the unbundling. I'm reading about the the thing with Bob Iger, who happened to know he used to work.
Yeah, you know Bob well, don't you?
For TV. Yeah. He was like a gopher for Bruin Arledge.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jim Duffy and those guys. We're talking about 30, 40 years ago. Bob Iger was in New York. And they were all farsighted, and they said, this is going to be the world, and they started doing live sports. That grew out of Wonderful World of Sports, as you remember.
Yep.
And now they're Jim reading McKay. About Bob Iger saying that we have lost subscribers to ESPN.
Oh, absolutely.
Like 4 or 5 million.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
It's a trend that's happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to accelerate or stay the same. We'll see where it goes.
It's got to affect the pricing.
Oh, sure. ESPN, what's affecting ABC, it's draining a lot of their revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible because they were charging when they had to own the world, but they don't own it anymore. And they might have to break up all those networks, too. This is what Iger's saying. He's a pretty bright guy.
Yeah.
So they put their money in animation and made fortunes, right?
Well,
ABC and right. Disney.
And now they have Marvel. That's been big for them. And they have Star Wars. Right?
Well, Janice and I were fortunate enough, Janice more than me, but we did for a while work for Disney.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And Janice worked for them for a long time, and I would say the difference between Disney and a lot of companies, Disney's was broadcast-oriented because that's who ran the company. They were broadcasters. That they were not penny pinchers, and they spent money. ABC was a good company. Disney was a great company. Drew, let me ask you a professional question.
Sure.
That would be helpful. Do you have any advice that the young people, we get it all the time. I get it because my years at WMAL and growing up in the city and knowing people. People call me and say, my son wants to be in broadcasting. I said, what's he want to do? I said, he wants to be in television. I said, tell him to become a tube.
A tube.
Well, I can't give you that. There's no such thing as being in it. If you want to get in the business, you got to. He said, well, what would you advise them educationally if they want to get into sports marketing?
Well, the first thing they should do is there's many colleges that have that as a major now. So I would suggest that they major in sports marketing. There's probably 5 times the number of colleges than when I went through college. So it's a big major now.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of kids are taking it, and that gets your good background. And then I would suggest doing an internship while you're in college. Either at the school you go to or the local teams, the minor league teams in your market, wherever you're at, I definitely would do an internship, and that'll get your foot in the door.
Well, we went through a period at Home Team Sports and then Comcast Sports, bringing young interns in and working with them and watching them rise up in the business.
Sure.
Both in production, sales, marketing, you name it. Now, NBC, I don't know what other companies have said, you have to pay your interns. There's no more pay deal.
Yeah.
And so what our department head said, I know this for a fact, said, we're not taking it in our budget. We're not hiring these kids. And I think that's a shame because I thought interns was a way to get into the business.
No, it is. I think, and I'm sure we can verify that, the college is still will let you do an internship for credits. I think that's still
college credits, correct.
Yeah, college credits. But, you're right. That's not
when
bad
it comes to money, department heads are very careful with their budgets.
They're not fools, right?
They're
cutting it out.
So, I agree to get that. I also, we were talking to Jimmy Cudahy about his son and what he's doing and what he's going to do. He's I don't think there's a big market for rugby players after college. He knows that. But I advise them to take a history course, take geography, take civic, learn more than just your specialty. Learn the world.
Sure.
And I don't know what they're going to do that. That's always been my advice.
I would definitely.
My doctor, not my doctor, but he used to work for my guy named Steve Haas. Wasn't he the doctor for you?
Butch McCarty, your team? Yeah, Butch McCarty.
Butch McCarty in our group.
Yeah.
And I said, what advice can you give me for health? He said, have healthy parents.
Good genes.
That's what he said. He said, you can't plan that, Andy.
Good genes help. Well, you have good genes, Andy.
Boy, I do,
How old
my
did your brother
went over 100, and we were talking. I was talking to Janice about that and watching the golf tournament.
Harry's over 100, right?
He used to go to golf tournaments all over the world, go to New Zealand, go to France. He was watching Pebble Beach, and he loved that tournament every year.
Sure.
You've been to Pebble, haven't you?
I sure have, yeah.
Where have you not been, Drew?
Well, I've been fortunate to play a lot of good golf courses, which has been good.
Business-wise, correct?
Yeah.
You're not on a tour or anything?
No, you've been
to a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of Super Bowls, a lot of all-star games and all the sports, and pretty much.
Are you still a baseball fan?
Yeah, I like baseball a lot, yeah. Big fan of the Nats.
Aren't you glad we got them? But we love the Orioles, too. Remember, our bullpen parties were special.
They were great.
In Baltimore, that team was coming. Well, we have had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Drew Mills, Andrew Mills, and I don't know why you dumped the name, but
Mills
Marketing is such a force in sports in our country.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's always a
pleasure.
Money
talks, Drew.
You're a good friend.
Well, it's been a delight. I hope you give my best to your dad. We'll find out when this is going to run, and we'll talk and make sure Janice tells you. We're kicking off our second season sometime in May at a special party at Tony and Joe's, of course.
Give
them a plug, too, you know.
They're one of your sponsors, I hope.
Yeah. And Geico will be there, of course.
Ted will be there.
Mr. Ward loves it. He's well-known there. And we hope you show, and hope Bill would come, too. And it's been a pleasure, Drew. You're a special man, and I'm so proud of your success.
And you're a good friend.
It's been great. We've done it. I wish we still had Wagner, though.
Jeff Wagner.
Oh, my God.
What's going on here?
It's been Drew Mills. This is Andy Ockershausen, and this has been Our Town.
You've been listening to Our Town, Season 2, presented by GEICO, our hometown favorite, with your host, Andy Ockershausen. New Our Town episodes are released each Tuesday and Thursday. Drop us a line with your comments or suggestions. See us on Facebook or visit our website at ourtowndc.com. Our special thanks to Ken Hunter, our technical director, and WMAL Radio in Washington, D.C. for hosting our podcast. And thanks to GEICO. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance.